From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, citing the failures of past U.S. efforts, Wednesday outlined a new Syria policy of increased diplomatic and military action.
The United States will maintain a military presence in Syria, focused on ensuring ISIS cannot reemerge. Our military mission in Syria will remain conditions-based.
Tillerson said the U.S. must achieve the full and complete defeat of Islamic State and al-Qaeda.
ISIS and al-Qaeda in Syria suffer an enduring defeat, do not present a threat to the homeland, and do not resurface in a new form. That Syria never again serves as a platform or a safe haven for terrorists to organize, recruit, finance, train, and carry out attacks on American citizens at home, or abroad, or against our allies.
Speaking at Stanford University, Tillerson cautioned American withdrawal would restore President Bashar al-Assad and his brutal treatment of his people and provide Iran the opportunity to strengthen its position.
Syria remains a source of severe strategic threats and a major challenge for our diplomacy. But the United States will continue to remain engaged as a means to protect our own national security interests.
Meanwhile, Turkey on Wednesday warned it would not hesitate to take action unless the U.S. withdraws support for creation of a Kurdish-led border force. And the U.N. announced a new round of peace talks next week in Vienna. Ethiopia Wednesday freed senior Oromo opposition leader Merera Gudina from detention, one of hundreds being released in the wake of anti-government unrest. Gudina, held since 2015, said his release didn't surprise him.
All along I was telling them that it is not helpful to them to detain me, all along.
The leader of the Oromo Federalist Congress was greeted by thousands of supporters. Hundreds were killed in 2 years of violence. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump, in a Reuters interview Wednesday, accused Russia of helping North Korea evade international sanctions. Mr. Trump praised China for its efforts to restrict oil and coal supplies to the North, but said Russia appears to be filling in the gaps. The Australian-Japanese prime ministers Thursday sought better defense ties amid North Korea's nuclear tensions. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said the signal being sent to Pyongyang is one of solidarity.
Between Australia, Japan, the United States, and China, and indeed the rest of the global community, in continuing to impose strong economic sanctions, we have to maintain those sanctions. That is the only way we will achieve the bringing of this reckless and rogue regime back to its senses. And PM Abe and I are absolutely of the same mind on that.
Despite easing of tensions over the Winter Olympics, the Australian leader cautioned against Pyongyang's habit of alternating between talks and provocation. The UN warned Wednesday hundreds of thousands in the Democratic Republic of Congo could starve because of conflict, displacement, and lack of funds. Jean-Philippe Chauzet of the International Organization for Migration said millions are without enough to eat in central Kasai region.
People have been displaced so often in the Kasai, they've missed now three planting seasons. And if you don't provide that kind of food assistance now to kind of bridge that gap, people who've been living off foraging in the forest, they will suffer.
He said that one out of every seven Congolese are in need of humanitarian aid, double the number of 2017. In the northeast Nigerian city of Maiduguri, two suspected Boko Haram suicide bombers killed themselves and 10 others, wounded dozens in an attack Wednesday. Their target was a market on the outskirts of the Borno state capital. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley Wednesday said the Trump administration policy in Afghanistan is working. She said talks between the government and Taliban insurgents, along with the peace process, are closer than ever before.
And what we've seen more than anything is the Taliban is greatly weakened and has recessed and is close to coming to the table. And that's exactly what we want.
Just back from talks with Afghan officials, Haley said they called for pressure on Pakistan to close safe havens used by terrorists. UN mediator Matthew Nimitz on Wednesday offered new proposals to resolve a 25-year-old dispute between Greece and Macedonia over the name Macedonia.
I think in the next month, 2 months, a good period in which we should know whether we can make some real serious progress here or not.
He declined to discuss his ideas, but didn't think it was realistic to expect Macedonia not to have Macedonia in some form in its name. Greece objects, insisting it applies a territorial claim in its province of Macedonia. Tech giant Apple said it plans to open a second U.S. camp, part of a 5-year, $30 billion investment plan. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.